Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, I'm broadcasting live from the Pimp Cup right now, waiting for these fellas to come back from their restroom break. Ha ha. Got an Around the Bases coming up. I'm pretty sure Woolchuck is going to give you some information. I see them putting on their headphones right now. I see you, Wooly. Hey.
What up? Hour number five of the G-Bag Nation. So sorry about that.
We were gravy, all, baby.
You got this, L.A. We were all running, having a little bathroom stop.
Yeah.
Made it just in time. Thank goodness for Lucius. Jeez. Always holding down those Gators. Let's go around the bases for you. Under 30 minutes away from Rangers pregame, and we do have a notable omission.
How close were we?
It was like...
Was it really close?
10 seconds?
By 25, maybe?
25
seconds, yeah.
Baby.
Thank you, Lucius.
Yeah, I got you, bro.
Oh, we love you. Okay. I saw, like, Raymond's like, get out of here. Come on. Like, oh, God, no. Wyatt Langford not in the lineup tonight because he is experiencing some left side tightness.
There we go.
According to Bruce Bochy, Rangers are monitoring it closely. They're going to see where he's at tomorrow. But no
the tank
Wyatt
is on,
Langford
baby.
In the lineup
this,
tonight.
This is step one of the tank. Let's get bang out of the lineup, lose as many games as possible, get the best draft pick possible. And I think the next step for the tankathon is to make sure Marcus Semien's in the lineup as soon as he's healthy.
Okay. That could be. I know we still have Alejandro Osuna in. Michael Hellman's in. Cody Freeman's still in the lineup. So they're rocking with the little rascals, but... That could be something, and we'll see how Tyler Mahle does.
I think Osuna has a hit streak going, or an on-base streak at least.
Yes, he does. And Osuna, man, he's just fun to watch.
Yeah.
All three of those young guys are pretty damn fun to watch. Dolley is in the lineup, for those of you wondering. He is batting fifth. Jonah Heim will be catching for Tyler Mahle as we have game one of this series against the Marlins. But, man, it's going to be tough. Rangers really do have to just win out, and they need some help. And I don't think it's going to happen, but we can just cross our fingers and pray. But shout out to Cody Freeman. Named the team's minor league player of the year after a breakout season. Had a 931 OPS at AAA Round Rock before he got called up to the majors. But a big-time, well-deserved honor there is the Tom Grieve minor league player of the year for one Cody Freeman, just 24 years old. He was joined by the 22-year-old righty David DeVilio, the Nolan Ryan minor league pitcher, of the year. The righty Eric Loomis was the reliever of the year. Yermy Cabrera, defender of the year, who's an outfielder. And your catcher slash first baseman, Cal Stark, was the true Ranger player of the year. Cal Stark sounds like a name I'm going to circle because that just sounds like a baseball badass.
Oh,
Cal
yeah.
Stark?
That name is destined for greatness, like, if you ask me.
Right?
I think Freeman's a minor league player of the year 2 years in a row now, Woolchuck. 24 years old. What kind of a role? What's his best position?
I think second is his best position. But I do believe he's got some versatility. And he's a guy that even played some catcher for you, first base. I mean, he could be your starting first baseman next year. That's possible, depending on what they end up doing with Berger, Peterson. I think you could, if you just need a place for Cody Freeman and you want him in the lineup, he could be your starting first baseman, and I don't think Corey Seager's going to want to move.
I think it sets up perfectly to bring Berger back just because he hasn't had a big season. He's not going to get a ton of money.
Yeah.
You know, but he could have a 35 home run season for you.
Kamar Rocker. Overall, a disappointment for this year. He went and he's been in an unofficial development program to address some of his mechanical issues since early August.
I was wondering. I checked his game log the other day.
He was in Arizona.
Hasn't been throwing.
Yeah.
But he is back. He threw two innings last night for AAA Round Rock at Sacramento. So he's going to end up pitching, you know, major time during the final 10 games of the season. We'll see how he looks. But that's something to monitor heading into
next year. They're going to bring him back up?
Not to the Rangers, okay. But just to Triple A. Like, he's back at least throwing at Triple A Round Rock. I don't think they have plans to bring him back up to the majors this year. I think there might be some frustration with how he's progressed, but he hasn't really been on a plan. Like, they've kind of let Kamar Rocker do his own thing, and the Rangers will do that. Go ahead and do what works for you. But some of these guys, like, especially with the turnover that they've had developing some of the young pitchers that we've seen come up and be pretty good, like Jacob Latz, Cole Wynn turning it around.
Jack Leiter, my guy.
Yes. I think Kamar Rocker, they need to say, dude, this is what we want you to do, and maybe that's part of this development program. Stick to it. Enough of you on your own time. You're in our organization. We got stuff that we want you to check off these boxes, and we've got a plan for you to develop moving forward.
Yeah, it's definitely time for that. I know they had high hopes for him, and I don't know if you could say forced him into the rotation early in the season, but they definitely believed that an investment in time and experience would make. And then you go off how he finished last year. We all thought it was there going into spring. We thought he was much more likely to be a part of the rotation for the season than Leiter.
But. And he had some good starts, but it was just very up and down, and then you had the issues with covering first base, which was just mental stuff. You know, it's like – literally, you need to know that. Your MLB playoff watch, who's in? Well, in the National League, the Brewers, the Phillies, and the Cubs have all clinched spots. Who can clinch spots next? The Blue Jays, the Dodgers, the Tigers, the Yankees, and Padres all have at least a 97% chance of making the postseason as well. Looks like the Blue Jays and Yankees are going to be locks right now. Blue Jays to win that division, Yankees to be wild cards. Mariners with a 99% chance to make the postseason. Even though the Astros now have leapfrogged them in the American League West. That's going to be a race right there, but the loser does have a great chance to be the wild card. Tigers look like they're going to win that division, and the Red Sox right now an 83% chance to land a wild card spot, which would mean the Guardians would be out. They don't even have the Rangers listed anymore when it comes to odds to make the playoffs, according to ESPN. So
you're saying we don't have a chance?
According to those that monitor this closely, they've written the Rangers off, Brian. Even though mathematically they're still alive, it doesn't sound like we got much of a shot.
No.
Which is a big-time bummer. Big-time bummer. And the Dodgers are considering Shohei Ohtani helping out as a reliever for the postseason.
Yeah.
He went ahead and pitched 5 scoreless the other day and hit his 50th home run of the season. But their rotation is finally back and healthy, and they're saying, hey, maybe we just look at him having some opportunity out of the pen, and that is a lethal weapon for you come October to have out of the bullpen. It would not surprise me at all, even though the Dodgers have been up and down and the Padres have been really fun to watch and the Brewers have been the toast of the entire Major League Baseball world, but specifically the National League. I would not be shocked to see the Dodgers get into the playoffs and just run through this thing again en route to another World Series. But I'd love to see the Brew Crew. That's probably who I'm going to be rooting for with the Rangers now out of it. Give me Milwaukee. I'm going to be hoping for, you know, them to lovable, cheering for them. Maybe they can go ahead and bring home a pennant.
I was never a Mariners fan per se, but growing up in the state of Washington, a lot of my friends are. Even though I converted my dad to Rangers fan, I think he would also really enjoy watching the Mariners make a run at it. So just from that perspective to me, I think it'd be neat because they've always failed.
Yeah,
They haven't made a single playoff appearance since 2001, have they?
They made it a couple of years ago, but they
couple
lost
years
the first
ago.
In the wild card.
Haven't won a playoff series
I think it was
since
like
then.
2023. I think the year the Rangers got in, they might have been a wild card team and missed and lost. Julio Rodriguez went on a tear, and they got in, and yeah, but they haven't won a series, I don't think, since the year that you're talking about. I mean, it's been a house of horrors for Seattle versus Milwaukee in the World Series. I think that'd be a lot of fun.
Yes, sir, it would. We are live at Pickler Universe here in Carrollton. It's the G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan. If you need a spot to play pickleball, look no further than Pickler Universe in Carrollton. Salute to our friends at Stella Artois. This is presented by Pace4Texas.com. Chief, we got a Friday news dump coming up.
Yeah, let's prep our bodies for the football weekend next year in the nation.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a great conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. It's the G-Bag Nation. We are live at Pickler Universe in Carrollton. Segments brought to you by the Frankels. If you've been injured in a car truck wreck, call the Frankels first, 214 or 817-333-3333. Jump online at frankelfirm.com. Only get paid when you win. The Frankels, the go-to car and truck wreck attorneys in Dallas. Here's Chief with a Friday news dump.
All right. We know that Cardi B and Stefon Diggs are rumored to be having a baby together. He was asked about it. Baby rumor's true. He says, I won't talk too much about my personal life, but I heard about it. That was his
response. I heard about it.
Like, wow, what a savage.
They're not together anymore, right? They broke up?
Oh, I couldn't tell you.
I think they broke up after that boat thing, but I could be wrong.
Your stat of the day is Josh Allen has more TDs than nearly half the league since he showed up. Since he was drafted in 2018, Josh Allen has more offensive touchdowns than 12 NFL teams.
Wow.
Isn't that crazy, bro? Yeah. Falcons, Patriots, Texans, Commanders, Steelers, Bears, Raiders, Broncos, Panthers, Jags, Giants, and Jets. Josh Allen himself has more touchdowns than all of those franchises since he was drafted in the league. That's hilarious.
One-man offensive machine. Just a matter of how long he can keep it going for. Yeah. And what happens when his legs stop dominating to this extent. Going to be a couple more years for that.
Yeah, no question. He still looks outstanding. Matt Owen is on Twitter showing that the Cowboys have allowed the most scrambling yards through 2 weeks at 78. Caleb Williams' over-under for rushing yards is only set at 27.5. Might want to hammer that over.
First drive.
Yeah, he's rushed for 27 in week one and then 58 in week two. The Bears starting secondary for this week, according to Pro Football Focus, their cornerback one, Tyreek Stevenson, is ranked 86th out of 95 corners. Cornerback two, Nashawn Wright, 70th out of 95 corners. Their slot, Nick McCloud, 93rd out of 95.
That's where you need to go.
Kevin Byard, the safety, dead balls last, 75th out of 75 safeties.
Can't cover anybody.
And their strong safety, Jaquan Brisker, 29th out of 75
Thought
safeties.
He was going to be better. That's why they're having trouble in the middle of the field. It's because of Kevin Byer.
Safeties.
Yeah.
And the Bears are allowing 73% of passes 10 or more yards down the field to be completed. That's dead balls last in the NFL. So hopefully the weather allows for this to be another wonderful offensive performance for the Cowboys.
Just don't be a lightning delay, right?
Yeah, no delays.
I had enough of that for the next half century.
Seriously, bro. Come on now. And then, man, I'm excited for Rams-Eagles. How are we feeling about Rams-Eagles here? Anybody feeling good about
taking the Rams
going into filthy?
Just ram it, yeah.
And stealing a dub?
Rams have allowed a touchdown on defense thing in just 5% of the drives all year.
Wow.
Yeah. I think it's possible. It's possible the Rams are better than Philadelphia. You know, and it's amazing how simple and calm Philadelphia is playing their offense, not even really interested in trying to manufacture big plays, just taking what they give and playing good enough defense, and it's boring, so I'm ready for them to go down in flames.
Kind of wild that's a noon game.
I know, you would think that would be at least a 3:30.
It's probably better than the Cowboys and the Bears at 3:25.
The Cowboys Bears should have been that slot.
Yeah.
Should have moved up to noon.
But you have that L.A. market weighing you down. Nobody's tuned in. They're all thinking about Lakers preseason already.
Yeah.
LA's not a football town.
It's true.
Yeah. Yeah, it'll be interesting because, I mean, we remember in the playoff game, Saquon Barkley was able to just go nuts on that Rams defense. And they brought in Puna Ford.
Yeah,
in the snow. But Puna Ford, I think, is a difference maker for him there. And the Eagles just don't run the ball the same way.
All righty. Well, thank you, Chief. Definitely looking forward to this football weekend. We have a number of very interesting games to look at. We look forward to talking about them with you Monday. Of course, Broadus will break the tape and have a full report for you by 3:40 in Krusty's Corner Monday. We'll have CY joining us as well at 4:20 to talk about the Rangers weekend. Let's have a sweep for Broadus and Lucius and Wolchuk and Chiafalo. I'm Gavin Dawson. Until Monday at 2, you're going home with the Nation. At ease.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.